Please listen to the teachings by generating the proper motivation in accordance with the tradition of the lineage lamas by thinking that for the benefit of all mother sentient beings who pervade the infinitude of space, I must attain the unsurpassable, pure, completed state of enlightenment, which is free of all the mistakes and perfected in all the qualities and knowledge. And in order to attain the state, that I'm going to listen to the most profound, pure Mahayana teachings. So the Dharma that we are listening to, the term Dharma, which in Tibetan is Chö, has different meanings to it. In one context, then, it just refers to all phenomena, all animate and inanimate phenomena. The particular meaning of Dharma then refers to the inner sentient beings, mind. inner sentient beings, meaning sentient beings of the six realms. Dharma referring particularly to sentient beings' mind state, their various mental dispositions, their various aspirations and thoughts. So in amongst these aspirations or thoughts, then you have, you know, those that are regarded as negative, non-virtuous, and poisonous, such as the, you know, the strong attachment and aversion to the objects of the six senses, with the desirable objects, then the obsessive minds of attachment that arise with it, and with the objects of aversion, then anger and hatred arising with it, then all of this, again, in turn, then has its roots in what is known as the beginningless ignorance. So with this ignorance, then you have the arising of all of the other afflicted states of mind. The root ignorance is the ignorance grasping at the truly existent self, ego-grasping ignorance which regards oneself as the most precious, most important, and everything else as secondary to oneself. And then, out of this, then you have the major poisonous states of mind expressed in the forms of, the clinging and grasping that we have towards objects that we regard, objects or subjects that we regard as close and dear to us, the clinging and grasping that we have in relation to that. And when these objects of our clinging and grasping are threatened or harmed in any respect, then the aggression of our anger and hatred. So all of this then is completely rooted in this ignorance, grasping at the truly existent self, or the ego-grasping ignorance. So this is the source of all of our problems, all of the difficulties that arise within our life, within our way of thinking. Although what we do not wish in life is problems or sufferings, and what we seek in life is every peace and happiness. But in order to actualize these goals, then it is important to identify the poisonous states of our minds, primarily, the three poisonous states of our minds. So when we look at ignorance, there are many different levels of ignorance. The general ignorance is just not knowing. And so in order to eliminate that kind of general lack of knowledge or not knowing, then in order to eliminate that, then basic thing is to acquire that knowledge, or to go through the process of learning. And just as how we learn every single thing, then you know, that level of the lack of knowledge is eliminated. Every single thing that we clarify within our mind, every doubt that we clear within our mind, then every step of the learning is a process whereby which one enhances one's wisdom or one's knowledge. So that this is like the general form of learning. But here the most essential or the key form of learning is learning about the root of our negative states of mind, the root of our afflicted states of mind, you know, or what causes all of our aversion and attachment. So to learn, to come into the knowledge of understanding this this beginningless ignorance, the root of our cyclic existence, then to identify it, to learn about the antidote to it, which is, you know, the selflessness. So this is the most important, most essential form of learning. And it is through the cultivation of this wisdom, then one can bring forth or set forth the changes within one's, you know, afflicted or three poisonous ways of the mind. And then, you know, the instructions that enable us to identify the various afflicted states of mind, the methods, the skill and means enabling us to bring forth these changes within our mind state is what is known as the Dharma. What essentially is the Dharma is those instructions, those method and the wisdom, the skill and means enabling these changes within our mind. So as the protector Maitreya has stated in the text that, you know, although we although we have many kinds of enemies in our life, then the worst of the enemies is the enemy of our own negative states of mind, or enemy of our own deluded afflicted states of mind, you know. However important we may come to regard the outer enemy, then, but in the reality of the fact, then, what is most harmful or what is most destructive is the inner enemy of our own delusions.
我觉得你那也没人都觉得，弄着我地方呢就，也不管是过了做哪种，当不民众了，我觉得就像一个跟民众，两个跟民众，全部跟民众的，也有啊，人都民众个人，这个所有所有节奏啦，包括人把门这把人的管理，把这个就当一个人吧，然后对那些个民众个这个人心里，我觉得，用到比。 就人家个结果是新的，上就结什么人过过一万里，前半段年纪，我觉得这样就所有就结束个人把当等你，然后结结了当你就当呀，我觉得顶着就他几个过年，但人家那上就结什么年纪就当呀个人吧，然后他几个月嘛这个吧，写了个照顾过一万元的，我觉得人家了写了个照顾过一万里，人家个人有了，就上就结什么前半段年纪人家。 我得了，然后想就结，哎，然后他不，他不，写了几样，就照顾过一万里。我觉得，顶着一百元的，就让他不，他不，然后就过错，所以说就照顾人吧，当不过你就当呀。我觉得，第一就留下个娘们家，我就当呀个人吧。然后第二，我当，我那样就第一那个，我觉得他们那个男性是觉得。
So in short, you know, the guideline as to how one may set forth the change, these positive changes within one's mind, is through the guideline as set forth in the three principal aspects of the path. First and foremost, then, cultivating the various levels of the mind of renunciation, the determination to definitely to get out of the state, you know, the present state of one's existence. And that kind of a renunciation, determination to, you know, to definitely to evolve, then, can be at the level of the small scope, medium scope, high scope, and at the level of the in the practice of the mantrayana. So when one engages in these practices, then all you know, the renunciation to actualize the fruits of the the cultivation of the mind of renunciation, then that has to be supported by generating bodhicitta, the second principle as of path, bodhicitta which is rooted in love and compassion. So in order to cultivate, again, ultimate method of the mind, bodhicitta, then one has to train in the accumulation of the causes and conditions, the causes and conditions of the mind states that bring forth the result of the highest altruism of bodhicitta. And then out of the merits or the resources of this, then it is also important to enhance or develop the wisdom aspect through cultivating what is known as the pure view. Because on the basis of the method alone, then one cannot complete the path. And so therefore it is important to cultivate the pure view of emptiness as explained in the context of the Sutra Perfection of Wisdom teachings. Then on the basis of the path of the practice of the secret mantrayana, then as one engages in the practices of the four levels of Tantra, then the essential thing to abandon is the ordinary appearance and grasping, and cultivating the pure appearance of the deities. So cultivating that pure view at the level of the path of the mantrayana.
Ajita dinda yamba yandu jita dinda garamba guni jita do dango ji jige chichi di marta samnita tari kapsa vapa di ajita tava jambo jala mi ten chuka yigi jige jocha di durji nidan siji jiva yandu nidan bodhi tambo di kumcha sambo di nidambo sam yandu ta ni jiva di liwa tambo nana kumcha samda tani tijan chapa ru kham diwari chapa nyambo ama ru di yogo di liwa tambo jocha yamba yandu jida kumcha sambo di durji nidan ka nana kumcha sambo di rantan jatha tepa jala chan sambo diwa sanji maho sanji tadri sanga sanji samji jala chan sambo di mkpinda我们不用找我想着几千次的那我们不用找我想着几千次的那我们不用找我想着几千次的那我们不用找我想着几千次的那我们不用找我想着几千次的那我们不用找我想着几千次的那我们不用找我想着几千次的那我们不用找我想着几千次的那我们不用找我想着几千次的那我们不用找我想着几千次的那我们不用找我想着几千次的那我们不用找我想着几千次的那我们不用找我想着几千次的那我们不用找我想着几千次的那我们不用找我想着几千次的那我们不用找我想着几千次的那我们不用找我想着几千次的那我们不用找我想着几千次的那我们不用找我想着几千次的那我们不用找我想着几千次的那我们不用找我想着几千次的那我们不用找我想着几千次的那我们不用找我想着几千次的那我们不用找我想着几千次的那我们不用找我想着几千次的那我们不用找我想着几千次的那我们不用找我想着几千次的那我们不用找我想着几千次的那我们不用找我想着几千次的那我们不用找我想 tengo kam diwar jabo nyambo se ji de ti tengo tomba nya tanam baba di so yendu ti lam ka di jin ne o ju da chama diwar jabo nyambo di durji ni dang na ni ni jwa yin gyu wa ri da chama sam shang thau sha gyu shang chu dang shang chu gyu yon den dang chen li san bo di o ju da jong rong yin ba mu ge la yang ni Ojuda come the Ruk Nango of the Yuayendu, or that you saw it in a Babgua did in the ending.
So, this was just a brief introduction on Sutra and Tantra. And so, here going back to the text of the Sublime Continuum, then the text which deals with these seven Vajra points. Of these seven Vajra points, what has been covered are the you know, the three sublime, rare and precious objects of refuge. And the, today's topic is the fourth Vajra point, which is the essence of one's Buddhahood, the Buddha nature. So with regards to the, you know, the three objects of refuge, in the cases of taking refuge or going forth in refuge in the holy objects that have attained that have attained the qualities of the three objects of refuge, then by utilizing them as one's inspiration or model in one's life, then when we take refuge in them so that one may come to embody those qualities, that is like a causal form of refuge. You know, seeing that all these qualities embodied in the objects of refuge, as in being totally free of all the failings and mistakes, perfected in all the positive qualities and knowledge, seeing the seeing it as attainable, something that which is to be attained for for one's, that one can attain for oneself. So when one takes refuge in that context, then that is the causal refuge. Then you have also refuge which is known as the resultant refuge, when whereby which one takes a refuge in one's own future resultant state of enlightenment by seeing that the that all of the qualities embodied in these three jewels, seeing that this that this is one's own future resultant and future resultant state that is attainable for oneself, and then taking refuge in that is what is in one's own future resultant state of enlightenment, then that is the resultant refuge. So when we you have the causal refuge and the resultant refuge, and then with regards to the fourth vajra point, the main essence is the Buddha nature is rooted in the realization of the emptiness on the basis of the mind. And the last three vajra points, the enlightenment, the vajra point of enlightenment, and the qualities of enlightenment, and the activities of that state of enlightenment, are these three last vajra points are what are to be attained. And this is and these qualities, these last three vajra qualities, are to be attained and are attainable on the basis of having, the what is known as the Buddha nature.
Ojida dinda yinba yindu jida chab sambo nguzan yang duna yang yinjila chan sambo chab sambo di nguzan. Rangjila njangjir ku chab sambo di mawa wana chan rang yinba chi. Ni guya di so yinjil ku chab sambo di jitna tibo yinjila chan sambo chab sambo di mukpi tayan rao. So so rangjila njangya di tante nir gugu so yinba yindu dinda gu guni kham diwar sabo nyambo si jidi. Rangla so su samji ku tengu. Some
So here, with regards to the three jewels of the objects of refuge, what is important to recognize is in the cases of the when we take refuge or go forth in refuge in objects that embody all the qualities of refuge, then this is a causal refuge. The causal refuge is a practice whereby which we use an outer model, outer inspiration of a source of refuge other than ourselves, who embody all of those qualities and use that as an inspiration, source of blessing, or model basis on which we work towards attaining. The resultant refuge is recognizing that all of the qualities embodied in these three objects of refuge is something which can be attained by oneself. One can actualize all of those qualities for oneself. So in the refuge, then to understand the causal refuge and the resultant refuge is important. That the causal refuge is the basis of our inspiration. The resultant refuge is recognizing that all of these qualities of the objects of refuge are attainable in one's own case. So in order to accomplish this, then the most important is to understand the selfless nature of the mind, or the selflessness that which is established on the basis of one's mind. And so this point then is further emphasized by the great Indian master Chandrakirti, who says that in the cases of all yogic practitioners, for as long as they do not recognize the ignorance grasping at the truly existent self, which is the root of all of one's afflicted states of mind, then although the emptiness is established on the basis of every phenomena, on the basis of the mountains, the trees, like this, the entire state of existence is pervaded by emptiness, the most essential basis is the emptiness which is established on the basis of the self or the person, to recognizing this particular ignorance grasping at the truly existent self is the most important basis upon which to establish emptiness. So because this is the root of all the afflicted states of mind, so this in general, then you can say, is one key kind of cause of all of our suffering or problems in life. Then in accordance with the tradition of the Kadamba masters, then the other aspect is the self-cherishing mind. One's selfish attitude or self-cherishing mind, which is another key factor for causing all of the sufferings or the problems in one's life. So these two are the two points to be recognized.
Tell you dog the tender look dog as it do. Subatsava donza maruva di dong ungar de chiba, dong me batombanyo. That in dog with you, lamsunamsum go diding ego. Tell you, Kurvali, Kuran Kurva Rambari, dog the tidong jungar de chamber, tender look dog Kuramba. What you die ni, you die lamkadi karbusaka yarra, you had on me chivano, tiny chudra travatuyaga ramba. Dordina kundi ni se ango yurari. Ninjang tender yano geni, ninjang go gunin, Kuran Kurva Ramba, dingan yaga ramba. Mandu Yagaramba, what you tell you, Dobo, Tender Ludoti, Namjan Tender, the Tabatu Yagaramba, T. and by and do that the Kashaton Connectiva Mayamba, Ronan Sosu, Joko, what you that Tender Yano Jenny, you that do some good Savaji, what you Magiva, Sopa Mambuji, you are it, Tedon, what you that Tedon Kaptiko, you Lamson, and some good you that Yamnes and Andra, tell them where I see good you Yamnanga Guni. What you da given so Driago, what you da and the dragon so bad thing, you know, Ron also to some you know, wrong with some day, no Bishola, Ushagda or the Kayona, Kabishola, Ushagda Kayona, what you da and Sanga Maraju, Ushag the Aga Rambad on Tambati, Nonga Sandu, Nona, Marishim Jigina, Ushag said to Guma, or that it is to Jigasamu Tango, you ding.
So the other point that I forgot earlier, which is also mentioned, saying that generally in our life, our fingers are always pointing externally for all of our problems and difficulties. So here, in accordance with these instructions, then one should point the fingers towards one's own mind state. Primary to pointing it towards one's own ignorance, grasping at the truly existent self, grasping ignorance, and pointing it towards one's own self-cherishing mind. And then Rinpoche says, with regards to to understand the wheel of life, you know, as set forth in this picture form, where you have the 12 links of interdependent origination, which explains as to how, you know, cyclic existence is set forth into motion, into existence, how it is sustained. Then you have the 12 links in the pictures of the 12 links, then explaining how cyclic existence is caused, sustained, and then, you know, due to the ignorance grasping the truly existent self, then causing what is known as the negative karmic propensities which sustain our rebirth in the three lower realms of existence, such as the hells, the hungry ghosts, and the animal realms of existence. Within the wheel of life, picture of the wheel of life, then also is explained that due to the practice of the three principal aspects of path, how one can actually seize one's cyclic existence. So within this picture, you have, how that wheel of life in samsara, in cyclic existence, set forth and sustained, and then how one can seize that process in a way in which one can attain, liberation out of this cyclic existence. So within this picture, you have, explaining both samsara and nirvana at the same time. So to attain the nirvana, basically, is through through cultivating the three principal aspects of the path, and on the basis of this, then every practice of the virtuous or meritorious karmic accumulations then is what brings forth in the reversal of one's cyclic existence. So in our life, just like in our secular existence, we vote for whatever principles we believe in, in the elections, if you believe in these certain sets of principles, then you vote for that. In the same way, in our spiritual path too, whatever principles that we aspire to that we support, then that has to be just like in the outer external world, then in our undertaking of the practice too, then we should set forth our voting for the positive mind states or positive activities that we aspire to that we uphold in life.
Oji da din ra yin ba yin da ka gan go ji ji la ma tsa wa na ko rum ji ji ni ji de ta ji sam na chen ye no wo si ji oji da dur ji ni dang ga na ni ni dang bo ji dur ji ni dang bo sam bo di chap sam di yin ba yin di kum cha sam di kum cha sam di mug bi ta ya di ji yin ji la chong sam bo o kum cha sam bo di mug bi ta sa rong ji na jong ji ko kum cha sam bo di ma wo mug yi ran zi ya di sam ji na di ni dur ji ni dang ga dang
Then he died,
So
then going back to the text, the Uttara Tantra, then with regards to the three objects of refuge, that has been actualized by others, then that has to be utilized as one's model or inspiration. And then your own future resultant state of enlightenment, all those qualities of the three objects of refuge, that one can attain for oneself in the future, that should be one's goal, regarded as one's goal. And, that which has been embodied in objects of refuge other than oneself, that is your inspiration. That is your inspiration. So, again, so these are the first three Vajra points. And the fourth point is the root of all of these, in the sense that, the reality of the Buddha nature, the essence of one's Buddhahood, then that is what is the basis or the path on which we can attain, the latter three Vajra points. Because of the Buddha nature, then one, there is enlightenment, and because of enlightenment, you have all the qualities, and then the Buddha activities that arise out of that. Out of those qualities and enlightenment, so the remaining part of the entire first chapter, the Uttara Tantra, which has five chapters, this remaining part of the entire first chapter is now focused on explaining Buddha nature. So, like in the later parts of the text, explaining Buddha nature on the basis of the nine examples, the nine meaning. The nine means of accomplishing the nine results accomplished. So by these on the basis of these four sets of nine, then nine things, then Buddha nature is explained in detail. So here on verse 27 is the brief is a condensed explanation of what the Buddha nature is. Because the truth body of a perfect Buddha is emanated or made manifest in the continuum of an ordinary person who earlier possessed all fetters, because suchness is undifferentiable, and because of having the basic lineage, all embodied beings at all times have the Buddha essence. So there's another alternative. Because a perfect Buddha's body is pervasive, because suchness is without differentiation, and because a Buddha lineage exists, all embodied are always in possession of a Buddha essence.
Dan kam diwar jaba nyambu den adi oda je dami tsaba na ryu sherna zi jinzen sam ko ta di jini jinzen sam bo ri ni shugu yin di ti jinzen sam bu sherna lu jin ga tak de song ji nyambu jin se na lu jin sam jin tam ji ji ga tak de song ji ga kam song ji ga nyambu jang kam diwar jaba nyambu jin ri mar song jo yu wa ri oda ti ni de ki jer sab ga ta ga chag dong ji da ga che ku yi ကြေကိုကြေကိုအောင်းရတိဘတင်ထင်းကြပါငါဘနောတင်တဲ့ကျင်းနာဟောကြည့်တာဒီဆောင်ယူရတော့ဂျီနီကပ်ကြည့်တင်းကြပါညံဘုံချင်းရှိပါစေဂျီတင်ညီပါနောတေလာဓမ္မတော်ကြည့်ဝတိချင်းကြည့်ဟောတဲ့ဇေနီဒိုလီစီတန်ကံဒီဝရကြပါညံဘုံချင်းရန်ဘန်ဒိုလီဆောင်ရကိုသူတင်တဲ့ရင်ကြီးပါစံကျဲတမ်ကျင်းနာဒီချင်းကြပါညံဘုံချင်းရန်နောရှိဆောင်ကောင်းရင်ပါဒီ
Rinpoche says, if people are following the Tibetan commentary, it's on page 94, line 4 and 5. Within that, it says that the Buddha nature, that which is embodied embodied in all sentient beings at all times, the Buddha essence. Then, and the, you know, there are the three reasons and the meaning behind this Buddha essence. So, in, with regards to the explanation of the Buddha nature, then, if you take the explanation in accordance with the Jonangpa tradition, you know, then they say that this Buddha nature exists in sentient beings, without being contrived, that it is there wholly or manifestly. Like, for example, the Buddha's holy body with the major and minor monks, it actually exists in sentient beings. Like that, different traditions have a way of in which the Buddha nature exists in sentient beings, how it is embodied in sentient beings is slightly different. But when we hold that kind of view, then that view can be faulted from a sutra point of view, from tantric points of view, then one can fault that kind of that view. But when we talk about Buddha nature, what actually is the Buddha nature is the truth body, the Dharma body, the wisdom Dharma body, What actually is the Buddha nature is that Dharma body, the wisdom truth body of the holy mind of a Buddha. That actually is the Buddha essence. But the Buddha essence that, although we have this essence, Buddha nature, then this is something which can be actualized in the f- uh, in the f- uh, in the future. To say that one already has everything that which is associated with this Buddha nature in the present, then it can be faulted. For example, when we talk about the honey in the honeycomb, when we take that example, then although the honey is in that honeycomb, yet in order to have the honey, then one has to remove the bees and remove the wax from that honey. So that is like the honey that has to be extracted. The honey has to be extracted from that honeycomb or from the bees like that. So the honey, the wax or the comb is regarded like the delusions, the obscuration of the delusions that has to be eliminated or gotten rid of in order to access that honey. So in the same way, in order to access the Buddha nature, one has to get rid of the obscuring delusions or the various obscurations has to be eliminated in order to access it. So in that, when we understand Buddha nature, then it has to be understood in the context that this is something that we do not have it actualized right now in the present, but that we can actualize this Buddha nature in terms of the future. And to say that this is already manifest in us right now in the present, then can be faulted by many points, both from Sutra and Tantra. Just as the Buddha nature, the Buddha essence, utilize the example of the honey as being the Buddha essence, and this honey which is covered with the comb and the bee and like this are the obscurations that are to be eliminated in order to access that Buddha essence. So like this example, then it is said that if all phenomena are empty of inherent existence. All phenomena are empty of inherent existence. So this is what is known as the self-empty. And then, just like the example of the honey which is covered up with the wax or the honeycomb, then to access that honey, then one needs to get rid of the honeycomb. In the same way, this Buddha nature is regarded as like other empty, in the sense that in order to access that honey, then you need to get rid of the comb. Then, uh, in this, uh, in the same way, then they say that in order to access that Buddha nature, then one it has to be accomplished on the basis of the other empty. So with regards to this particular explanation, then particularly in the context of the Junampa tradition, then we say they accept they distinguish other empty as other empty. One other empty is black, and one other empty is white, like that. So in accordance with Lama Tsongkhapa's tradition, you would say that the Buddha essence is both self-empty and other empty. It is both self-empty and other empty. To distinguish it as an other empty, which is black and white, then that gives room for much controversy or faults to arise.
So in
accordance with the Junampa tradition, which established self-empty and other empty, then with regards to the Buddha essence, this is in accordance with the third turning of the wheel of Dharma, which takes on the Chittamatran viewpoint, which takes on the Chittamatran viewpoint. So when we take, for example, the mind itself, in accordance with the mind itself is regarded as other powered phenomena or dependent phenomena, and the emptiness of the mind is a thoroughly established phenomena. So So because of this, then these two, the other powered phenomena and the thoroughly established phenomena, which is the emptiness of the mind, the other powered phenomena, meaning the mind itself, then because of establishing this, then they are regarded as self-empty. Rantonis.
So
So, in this way, by establishing from this point of view, then that the mind is other-powered and that it is that the emptiness of the mind is a thoroughly established phenomenon. So, therefore, it is self-empty, and because it is self-empty, it is truly existent and inherently existent. Everything that which has been explained in the context of the Uttara Tantra, in accordance with the Janamba tradition, then is understood in accordance with the third turning of the wheel of Dharma, turning of the wheel of Dharma, and so Rumichi. Because of the recognition of the subtle, object of negation, because of the emptiness of the subtle object of negation, so it is established as an imputed phenomena, kunta, and on the basis of this, then it is regarded as being other empty, because it is empty of the subtle object of negation, which is the imputed phenomenon. So it is this emptiness on the base established on the basis of the object of negation, then it is regarded as other empty.
So
when we talk about the other empty is like this. So it is said that those who are the proponents of the other view, the proponents of the other emptiness is like saying the vase is empty of the water, or the monastery is empty of the monks. Both the vase and the water are two different entities. The temple and the monks are two different entities. Those who hold the other view is like holding this type of view, saying the monastery is empty of monks or the vase is empty of water, emptiness which is regarded as a temporary kind of emptiness, and not the emptiness which is understood in the context of pervading all existence. In the case of this kind of other empty, then that kind of empty is a very limited or temporary kind of emptiness.
you know, which cannot pervade all existence. When we talk about, you know, the mind, for example, the mind being the nature of the mind being such that it is empty of true existence, of true existence. So, this being the, you know, the ultimate nature of the mind being empty of the true existence, then this viewpoint, you have at least what is known as an object of negation, the basis upon which you establish that negation. And so, like this kind of emptiness can be applied to all phenomena, you know, where you have some that which is negated and the basis upon which it is negated. And so that this type of emptiness then is a you know, is pervasive, pervades all phenomena.
Donzi Shambani Ganiga Tatibari, Lokarizi, the Tindaga Gentonda, what the Tokavachiga Maris.
So it is saying that in the case of the other empty, to say that, you know, like the vase which is empty of the water, or the temple which is empty of, you know, there's nothing difficult to be understood of, you know, in, you know, to understand this this kind of emptiness, you know, a kind of temporary emptiness or limited emptiness. There's nothing difficult about that kind of emptiness. You know, in general, when we talk about emptiness, you know, the emptiness of true existence, then with that there is some degree of difficulty, you know, understanding it. But you know, with regards to the viewpoint of the you know, the other empty, then there is nothing difficult about that viewpoint.
So
with regards to you know, the other empty, then you know, the object of negation, you know, being empty of the water, being empty of mind, there's nothing subtle about that object of negation. For example, when we take a rope, and in the, you know, under the conditions of the poor lighting, you know, this coiled rope, you know, looks like a snake. And then, you know, and the individual seeing, you know, mistakenly seeing the coiled rope as a snake, then goes through all the emotions of the fear of encountering a snake. But, you know, but in that rope, you know, that rope is totally, totally empty of any kind of snake entity. You know, completely empty of any kind of snake entity. So, and then when the individual realizes that this rope is empty of the snake, you know, then you know, it overcomes all the emotion of the fear that it initially had.
Or that he didn't do them down. That didn't he, that he got to go.
Rinpoche says, on the basis of this Buddha essence, then at this basis of the Buddha essence, then is established by way of the three reasons. And Rinpoche says, if you're following the commentaries, it's on page 95. And the first reasoning is the reasoning of the Buddha as perfect. The first reasoning is because a truth body of a perfect Buddha is emanated or made manifest in the continuum of ordinary person who earlier possessed all fetters. Here, what is being explained, the first reasoning is that, the activities, the divine activities of the Buddhas, such as the emanating light rays that undertake the activities of benefiting sentient beings, such as these activities of the Buddha, then, as sentient beings, with this Buddha essence, then are recipients or are receptacles, are receptacles receiving the blessings of these activities of the Buddha. And so in this way we can say it says that because we have the Buddha essence, then we are like the vessels or the receptive to these activities of the Buddhas. But in the blessings of the activities of the Buddha, such as the light rays, so forth, and although we receive the activities, the blessings of the Buddha's activities, but it's not like we receive a Buddhahood in oneself. What we receive is the blessings of their activities. So this is the Buddha essence. The first reason is that because we are receptacles for the activities of the Buddha because of the Buddha nature in us.
It's just
like the rays of the sun that pervades all, that shines on all the existence. In the same way, just as we receive the benefits of the rays of the sun, but not the sun itself, like that.
You get that in the tamba ni ji ngani ro chi ba re se ji de la jin jin ni ba de la ji and so ngi ba re mo ber ta ba jan ni se mo ta jin ni no don ne te tan de ba ja ji ji so ji cha ba ra ngi ba re ju se ne wa ji da ni mo ma di ni ji kam di ba re ja ba ni bu ji ge sam ji dam ji la cha bi yo se ya di ze bu tan di go ji ro di yin ba ji da da di jin ni de mi ro jin ji ban ba ne sam jin da so ji ni ge ro jin yin mo ji so ji
And so with the first line is, you know, what is to be understood at the first reasoning of the Buddha essence. The first reason is that, you know, that that the activities of the Buddha's activities pervading all existence. That as sentient beings, then being recipient of the activities of the Buddha. And then the second line, because suchness is without differentiation, the enlightened mind of the Buddha being empty of inherent existence, and sentient beings' mind empty of inherent existence is the same. So in the ultimate in suchness or in suchness or in the ultimate reality, then there is no distinction of the, you know, that the, in emptiness, whether it is emptiness of a Buddha's holy mind or sentient beings mind, then those two emptiness are of one taste, so indifferentiable. And because of having a basic lineage, all embodied beings at all times have the Buddha essence. So that is the third reasoning. The third reasoning is like the two aspects of the Buddha nature, you know, the naturally abiding Buddha nature, which is the mind which is empty of true existence, and the developmental Buddha nature referring to the basis, the sentient beings' mind, which is the basis of that emptiness. Then how the defilements within that mind can be eliminated? How the method and the wisdom, these qualities of the mind, the fact that they can be developed, enhanced, progressed. Then that is the developmental Buddha nature. So that's the third reasoning of the lineage, the Buddha essence. Rumchi ding yen de rumchi chik semchen da sangye tibet nimbo chen da di kheba chik suna.
Tadi tijen ye yirme shir zedu na sanji ge tuji ge semden dan dan ji ge semchen ge ji ge semden dan ni ga tomba ni ji ngang de ngogo yirme ba yen du tijen ye yirme shir zene chiji yen la yirme shir zedu di da dinda yin ding.
I was just asking Rumchi to clarify the first and the previous point, but I think I said exactly, I said what Rumchi said, you know, the
the emptiness of the mind of the emptiness of an enlightened mind, emptiness of a sentient based mind in the in Dharma Dhatu, in suchness, then they are not undifferentiable. Rumcha says we'll stop here, and if you have questions, you can ask.
Can you clarify what these three reasonings actually are? What's the reason for the philosophy that it was?
Rinchi Kwansana Tanda Jumse Sum Chiyorva. Tishinshibe Nimbogi Jumse Sum Chiyorva. Jumse Dige Sumbo Di Jumse Yumbe Jumse Di Gotsu Mendoza. To say that all embodied beings at all times have the Buddha essence, has three reasons. One is that, as sentient beings, that we are, recipients of the blessings of the Buddha's activities, that we are, that we have the potential to attain the Buddhahood state. That is the first reasoning, and the second reasoning is, that in suchness, or in Dharma Dhatu, in the ultimate sphere of reality, then sentient beings and enlightened beings, in suchness there is no difference. And then you're talking about the Buddha nature, the Buddha essence in the aspect of the naturally abiding Buddha nature and the developmental Buddha nature. So these three are established as the reasons for this for this Buddha essence existent in all embodied beings at all times. So Rumchi says, although these three reasons are given as the reasons for establishing Buddha essence in all beings, but whether one sees reason in it or not is up to oneself. To use an example, Rumchi says, for example, where it actually applies is the mental continuum, but you can take the example of the environment, the mountains, the valley and the trees, whether this environment will enjoy the rays of the sunshine or not, on one hand you can say, of course in this environment can have the sunshine, but temporarily, then you can have some dark clouds and things like that obscures that sunshine in that area. But But you cannot say that this area, you know, although it is the rest, although this as although this area of the mountains and the forest is a recipient of the is a suitable recipient of that sunshine, but on the other hand, then whether it will have that sunshine or not is is questionable, because you know sometimes you can have the dark clouds like that, and so in this di rumchen kimse niwa de thanda ta nekap ki ta ta timba da dige ki tip shabra ora de ta ri rawa kan kim de so chidan di nime hoge jurun rel dele
re de tan chen go ka da nima me bu ka da yuwa mare wa de ti tan je de chi nima me shera mari ti tu la ti ni nima yong rong do yin gi ba
so so
na kon yin na yong na kon de sa ya yu wa ri ti na yin ba yin du ti je ni yin me shera da se de
so because because that darkness in that area can be eliminated. So you can say that that it is in the nature of suchness, that it is in the nature of such. You know, the time factor. If it's at night, then you don't have the sun. There is no light and so forth. And if it's cloudy, then you don't have the sun. But it isn't a case where this area does not enjoy the sunlight at all. So from that point of view, then it has that suchness, to have that sun. And then just as when you have the sunshine, then you have the growth of the life, the plants and things like that growing. Then this third feature then is explained in the context of the Buddha nature being natural abiding Buddha nature and the developmental Buddha nature.
Or that is easy to the top of money what is there going on. Jinsen tambo the rogo mandin the dragi sama sharo mandin sin ta fa ngonu ha de ser to na tin ri chi ta li la go le ba ha ba mi ke to tin me go mandin jinsen tambo go ni rogo mandin new go ni rogo mandin sa ba go ni rogo mandin
so the other thing is like how you can understand this thing how is it in what way do I not see the reason for the first reason for the Buddha nature. How does it not become, how this first reasoning does not qualify as the first reasoning for this Buddha essence? How the second reason doesn't quite suit as a reasoning for the for the Buddha essence? How the third reasoning, in the context of one's understanding, how it does not apply as a reason? It's another, if you say, it's in this way, I don't see it as a reason, then it's another way to clarify. I'm just saying, when you have a very clear way of seeing how you doubt this as a reason, how this serves as a reason, then the answer can be very specific to the doubt. But when you say when you just generally feel when the reasoning for the doubt or the question is very general, not clear, then again to answer exactly, then it's difficult. Rinpoche said, maybe ask in a way where the question is very specific, then. Go ahead.
The third reason, because all beings have basic lineage, it sounds like that is the same as saying they have Buddha essence. We're trying to prove they all have Buddha essence, which is what? Sangye Ningbo?
Sangye Ningbo, yeah.
And the reason we're proving that the third reason is because they have Rick lineage, right? Mm-hmm. What is the difference? How is it? Sounds like it's the same thing.
Yeah.
So Rumchi says, it, when we say that, Rumchi is distinguishing between these two Tibetan words. Like when we talk about sentient beings having the Buddha essence, we say, the Tibetan term chen, nyingbo chen, endowed. We say, what's a good English word, chen? Have? We say sentient beings have Buddha essence. And, on the other hand, to say that this Buddha essence is existent in sentient beings, yeah. In Tibetan.
Yeah, but say, what you're saying, that's the third reason uses the word yeah.
No. It is saying that
to say, because it is, because sentient beings have the Buddha essence, so, you can be the, you can generate Buddhahood in oneself, because you have that Buddha essence. Having that Buddha essence, then you can be the recipient of all the activities of the Buddhas, blessings of the Buddhas, like that. But then again, in the Tibetan term, they differentiate between Chen and Yue, Chen as in having and Yue as in existent. When you say it is existent, then it's like the Jonangpa tradition where when we talk about sentient beings having the Buddha essence, having the Buddha essence here is to be understood in the context of that they have the potential as a potential enabling the generation of the Buddhahood state. But having Buddha essence to be understood in a way in which all the Buddha essence are already existent there, is Rumchi says that it's like the it's saying that you have the Buddhahood in you right now, and so that would be like the faulty that view can be faulted. So many Tibetan words in the philosophy, then there are, in some ways they say yopa as an existent, denpa as an endowed, chen as in having. In some contexts they are understood as being synonyms, but in accordance with some texts, then they distinguish between in Chen as in having, and Yue as in existent being two different things. Chen, as in having, is a, having it as a propensity that you can, you know, have all of those qualities of Buddhahood, but you don't have it right now. Like that. Rumcha says there isn't that kind of difference because when we talk about having a Buddha essence and having that nature, Buddha nature. She says, in that way, there is no difference.
And how can it be used as a reason to prove that you have Buddha nature because you have
Buddha essence?
Because you have lineage. You're trying to prove that you have Sangye Ningbo, right? Ningbo Chen.
Yeah.
And you're trying to use the reason because you have
Rick. Buddha nature.
If they mean the same thing, then how can it prove that?
Could be a reason.
Krangi sana rumche. Sangye kasure nyingbo chen yina an nyingbo chen me yunbe gyumze tu kasure ta rik yobe gyumze nti kandestu rik yobe gyumze ki sangye nyingbo chen
rik yobe kibu gyumze marwa gyumze son rumba sum kone sumbu chani di yosin diyo.
Rumchi said, Rumchi is saying that this is not the sole reason, the fact that you have the basic lineage is not the sole reason to establish, to establish that you have Buddha essence. This is like third of the reasons, the first being the fact that because a perfect Buddha's body is pervasive in the sense that
it sounds like what we're saying is I am a man because I am a male, just using a different name, because Rick and Sangyegi Rick and Sangyegi Ningbo they sound like different names for the same thing. So what's the difference between
Krangi Sena
Rumchi, pena censure chukubre chena censure chukubre chena nga mo nga ta nga pokya yin kachis na nga poins da poin be gimsengi da pokya chin be gimsedi da gimsedi tongmen dos. You have this having legs, having arms, But although you have many who have legs, but not all who are practicing the path like that.
Maybe the difference is, I think the second translation is more appropriate in that third line, because a Buddha lineage exists. Maybe you would translate it as exists, because in general, Buddha lineage exists, as opposed to being having Buddha nature. Because George's point, I think, gets to if you use the word have in the third line as opposed to existing in general.
Yeah. There's still some, with having and existing, we run into problems again.
But in the third that thing or having, right? But the third line is basically saying, like with your example, because legs exist doesn't mean necessarily that people possess, like a specific person possesses legs. But I think this is the difference here, is that Buddha nature exists in the third line, and the fourth line is that therefore all embodied beings possess Buddha nature.
No, I think like that. Everybody have possess a life, but a baby firstborn cannot crawl, cannot walk. Like the ability to do the life is different from having the life.
The cause 단데 엠리스나 cause 릭스야디 릭 여바체 아니 릭 여사 아니 여베 김생기 안 상기기 님보단 뎀버레스 릭 여베
릭 젠스나 릭 댄스나 데 돈다지 바이기 와르와
Rumichi says, you know, being endowed with the lineage and, because of being endowed with lineage, then of course you possess the Buddha essence.
Indian come divided up in Yambu, say, this Hanjigo, Tujago, Kadisago, Sanjigo, Tujago.
When we talk about the Tathagata Garbha, when we talk about Tathagata Garbha, the essence, Buddha essence, and the Buddha are the same, because when you refer to the Tathagata Garbha, it is referring to the holy mind of the Buddha, which is empty of true existence. So the basis is the enlightened mind, and the emptiness of that enlightened mind is what in actuality is the fourth point, you know, the essence. So since Tathagata Garbha and the Buddha are the same, to say that to say that there is the Buddha essence in sentient beings, then you have to say there is the Buddha in sentient beings. And so therefore, you can say that the sentient beings do have the Buddha essence. In the context that it is something which can be attained.
Then the two thousand mata you are Mari. To the digital job, talking in Bun dosage at the na, some jet and you could gen and sense on what some jet and you don't then, but some jet you usage thousand of what did you do? They don't go on your mambo jarn at that theater, the killing Mundusage. Tayinji. Tendago Rukundoda, come the words of a Yambundu, so Pangasa, Roro Zuni Daddy, Jonavimar, Sanji Tanjikojala, Sanji Ranchis, a Yoseadi, the Titagandu Mambola, Tanguyar, Sanji Ranchis, a Yoseanguyar.
There is a sutra known as, in Tibetan, it's known, Takten Yingbudo, the permanent basis of. The permanent basis of the essence. So within that, this particular sutra talks about, sentient beings having, having all the major and minor marks of a Buddha. So this sutra, it's supposed to be, understood on the basis of reasonings as to how they explain that. But to literally to literally to understand it, to take it literally, then as in the Jhonpa tradition, then it is like saying that the Tathagata Garbha is existent in sentient beings, is saying that the Buddhahood is already there in sentient beings. So there are nine sutras like that, talking about the essence of the Buddha essence as being existent in sentient beings in the way of the 32 and 80 major and minor marks, and that this is both permanent and a functioning entity. So when you accept those category of those sutras, these nine sutras that talk in this way, it's very contradictory to logic, to the path of logic. And so again, you have to take into factor when the Buddha actually taught these sutras, he taught them to, predominantly Hindu disciples who accepted that all the environment and the beings therein are the creation of Vamsa Shiva, and that this Shiva, pervades all existence, and that this Shiva is both permanent and a functioning entity at the same time. Although the sutra, directly or explicitly says like this, but and this is not the the intention, ultimate intention of the Buddha, and so therefore these categories of the sutras, are categorized as interpretive sutras. Go ahead.
Spoke a lot of the view of the Buddha nature. You said that the Chöntön. What's the view of Lama Tsongkhapa, and why Lama Tsongkhapa refute the Chöntön view?
Tanda Rinpoche ge tanda Sangye ge Ningbo tone da Chöntön ge tawa gol chi sum ra. Jero Rinpoche ge Chöntön ge tawa ka na ya di jumse khari khari tone ka nam re. The reason why Lama Tsongkhapa, refused the view of the other empty is because other empty is a mega non-affirming negation, mega. Because it is not a mega.
mes gosses de nature, mes sénats, mes parents, il n'y a pas de cause, il y a des matins, je suis là, je suis beaucoup là.
Non, because it is a negation of because it is not a how do you say mega negation mega because it is not a non-affirming negation. So therefore, so on the basis of that, because emptiness is a mere negation, because it is a non-affirming negation. So on the basis of that, then Lama Tsongkhapa refutes the other view. And Rumchi Dubcha the Kanchikson.
Dubcha the Tandajan and Yandu Sem Koran, Drawing Yuarua. Sem Koran, Jen to Maris, Yaldina Jim, Maris and Jim, I am Bago Yuari, Tishuna Sem Koran, Drawing the Yuayendu, may go my tin on him, my ingo, Drawing was attend the Yuarua.
So, the mind in itself is something that which is to be established. And so, because it is not a non-affirming negation, and
Sam Quran Duba.
The mind itself is something is that which is to be established. Established. Duba. Samkran Duba. And from Chi Tanda, you can say.
Since last 2 days we spoke a lot about the emptiness of the mind, the whole things revolves around that. Could maybe Rinpoche give an example how to meditate on the emptiness of the mind according to Shen Tong and according to Rong Tong?
Rango samsa mayemba shidang nuji diwa chu tamchi gaksha rangjinji trabadi gaksha yag ti tangdi yuwa riti gaksha rangjinji trumdik samna ti jindu samgu tangju sam kurang sam yinanda tangwa tangju taitang dimba trwa ni chidang oman diwa rangjinji nidi yuwa yindu sotun jitubku yuwa mariwa.
She says in Rangdong, self-empty, then oneself and all phenomena, oneself and others, all phenomena, then being empty of inherent existence, being when we talk about the object of negation, which is all phenomena being empty of inherent existence, then that is the self empty.
That is the random sense to know me say I was yent on Tedam Mandava. Yen Gosia Tedon, Gosian Yuga, Yen, Sigi, Laka Lakanda, Yen do Tindavi Chani, Yenton Carbo Sigi, Yenton Sigi, Mentam Remato, Tunomin Dober, Yenton Teo Yingua Marua.
So tanda rumchi tanda nye de sunya di nye de tanda shendon shaya harwa rangdon de ta gacho rangshin dhubay tongwa di
rangungo
dhubay tongwa di
chu tamje rangungo di gacho rangshin dhubay tongwa chani rangtong gacho di rangli yen la jago chani yen tong
So when going back to the object of negation with regards to the object of negation being empty of being empty of existing by way of its own nature, then that is self-empty in establishing a difference between the object of negation and emptiness, distinguishing these two is a shentong. This is in accordance with the Lama Tsongkhapa's way of differentiating rangdong and shen, self-empty and other empty. But in the case of in the Junawa tradition, then again it's not like that, because they follow they follow the Chittamatan philosophical view, and so therefore, because of the acceptance of other powered phenomena and thoroughly established phenomena as being truly existent, so they accept inherent existence. Just like in the Heart Sutra, you have form is empty, emptiness form, emptiness is not other than form, form also is not other than emptiness. These four points establishes the emptiness and the basis upon which the emptiness is established is the same thing. Whereas in the where we talk about Shentong in some of the Junawa tradition where we talked about limited emptiness or limited or temporary emptiness, they distinguish between the object of negation and the basis as being two different things, like the vase and the water in the vase. You cannot, that kind of emptiness is like different.
When
we take the Heart Sutra's four points, form is empty, emptiness form, emptiness is not other than form, form also is not other than emptiness, is to negate any sort of idea of the object of negation and the basis upon which that emptiness is established as being two different entities with no connection. On the basis of these four points, then the emptiness, the object of negation of the emptiness, and the basis upon which that emptiness is established has to be the same. So we'll stop here for today, and so this time we will use the long mandala offering from the prayer sheet on page 2. Om Benzabumiya Ho Onjen Zagir Sashi Om Benzarike Ah.
chichari koryoge koryoge soriga borera shanimba onor namun no palan shu chan chamene ludan lupa ngayatam ayoy yodan na lam jodo chamene na chamene yudha rambo yero The joy of Mamma by Lodo, Color and Boje, Norber and Boje, Zamor and Boje, Lombor and Boje, Lombor and Boje, Tajor and Boje, Mavar and Boje, Tajan by Pamba, Gamon, Loma karma medoma divama nasama chichama nyema dava ramboje du jole nambar jare jars usula dhamma yukancho puzun sopa mazan vama vatsan shi yudha onvan dhudha chinchin savadhan jubara chibha pala lama dhamma namdhan kevar duyan nama lozhan dhuan durje jan jimbu nazan kordhan jivan namla shimhan brar jivu duyan ruyu dhundu yudhudh Yeni jang da zon ruwa ma jir nam kuen da dan Nyambe sim chen tam chen la tu za wa chen bu go ne chen di la du su Ui so shi pu ki chi u shi me to chama ri Shengam de Pandan Deva Malun Jong
Ceresce wontens engia soie
ceresce divardo tengere gengia barababu gedara gembada quando zambo de ande te da quando gesa da no gere gio
te da tamche
ravda mo de zame jabe gava tamche gi mo va gona jodo mo va di da gu Sambu yu yu ravdang o varu